You're listening to Classic Business Breakfast with MoneyWeb. It's now time for Cappuccino with the CEO, brought to you by Standard Bank. And this morning we're talking to Gideon Galloway, who's the CEO of King Price Insurance. Because he saw the old structure of the domestic insurance industry, and he found a growing disdain for it. It prompted him to start a disruptive insurance, rather insurer such as King Price in this particular case. And this was in June 2012. Gideon, thank you so much for your time. Tell me about King Price Insurance. What do you do?
Well, we do short-term insurance. So we insure assets, homes, cars, cyber insurance most recently. We also launched business insurance. So we do engineering, mining, all those kind of things. But majority for the average South African out there, mostly motor insurance. That's our biggest portfolio at the moment. And yeah, we try and make it as cost as cost-effective as possible.
And as I mentioned in the intro, I mean, you didn't quite like the structure of the domestic insurance industry, and then that prompted you to form something that's quite disruptive. Tell me about what you were seeing back then when you decided to form this business.
At that stage, I was very frustrated in innovation, so technology took a long time, legacy systems, all those kind of things. So I'm probably only seeing now things happening that like I envisioned it, let's say 10 years ago. But the big ethical thing for me was that I couldn't imagine paying more for an asset that depreciates in value. And it's not just in South Africa, it's globally. You know, insurers, it's too easy to just up a loyal client's premium year on year, and then suddenly after 3 years you realize that this client is now going to cancel, and you suddenly drop his premium with 30-40%. Why not just get you asking the right price at the right time, any moment in time, and have your profit fees on that, no problem with that, but make it fair. I just didn't understand that model. Didn't sit well with me, and also communicating to clients. Insurers were so scared to communicate with clients because every time you communicate they would cancel. And how do you run a business if you can't talk to your clients? So there was a lot of these little things that didn't sit well, and I wanted to go and change that, and some other people with me, obviously, so we did.
At the same time, Gideon, you had to develop trust with the consumer, didn't you? I mean, the staple sort of old guard in the insurance industry was ones that were always trusted, always known. And then you come about, and you know, excuse the term, but it almost feels like you're a fly by night, and here you just come all of a sudden, having to stay in the market, build that faith, build that trust. How did you get that right?
Well, I think that just takes time. So when you launch in anything new is, there's probably a risk in that. But in South Africa, if you talk about the insurance sector, it's well regulated, all of those things. So if you're a consumer out there, you don't get to fly by night, especially in the banking and financial sector anymore. But a consumer doesn't know that. So when you advertise and to win that trust, it takes time, and it takes a lot of advertising money to build that trust. But it's something that you constantly just have to keep doing. And we're now 6 years in the market. We definitely, from year four or five-ish, definitely saw a bigger uptake and a bigger trust and loyalty and customer satisfaction and all those kind of things coming through in our numbers. But it does take time. We're up against big giants that's over 100 years old, and it was tough. And especially maybe before launch even. Every pitch that you do to investors was the same answer. How do you want to compete with these guys who've been around for 100 years? So now I know all about it, but you stick to it long enough, you break through.
Still have that passion for it, don't you? You continue to, to speak about it like it's something you just started the other day. So how do you keep your staff then motivated? Excuse me. Just as motivated as you are.
No, I'm very passionate about insurance and making a difference. So it's not just in South Africa. We want to export this to other countries as well. But work-wise, yeah. So I believe in happy staff. Happy staff is productive. If your staff is happy, your clients are happy. I mean, you can hear a smile over a phone, believe it or not. And back in the days when I left my corporate career and started this, I said to all my investors and colleagues that we're not going to do corporate again. So we don't have offices or anything. I really have fun every day. So my day would start when I arrive at work, and we have free breakfast for all staff, and then they mingle in the canteen area. And then we have radio music playing. We have our own radio station, and we have fun. So we have a fun police in the office that hands out birthday gifts and do other crazy things. We for example, have unlimited leave for management and upwards. And
wait, did you say unlimited leave?
yes, yeah. So we measure everything in real time. So I have an app on my phone where I can see every KPI in the business, how many claims came in from what regions, if there was a storm somewhere or anything. So, I mean, if everything is measured, people have the freedom to come and go as they want. And I just find that trust is a far better method of motivation and job satisfaction than putting rules in place. So, and same with leave. I mean, leave is a lot of other companies do it. Like I stole that one from Netflix. So we have an unlimited leave policy. So if you don't want to come into work, you don't come into work. Then your leave policy becomes a performance policy. So I mean, if you're going to do that continuously and not deliver on your KPIs, then it's a performance issue. It's not a leave issue. And I think we're far beyond the days that you can make up any story not to come to work. So leave it to your employees that they can decide if they want to come in or not.
Wow, I'm actually really, really shocked at the business model. And clearly it seems to be working for you.
That's definitely working. So there are critical areas that don't have that. For example, the call center staff. There you need a certain amount of people at a certain amount of time to service clients and so forth. Generally, if you are from management upwards, and especially other service functions like HR, marketing, your actuarial departments, all of those. I mean, it's not that they have to be there from 8 to 5, for example. They can work like they want to. And so we're trying to make work as flexible as possible and fit into the new millennial lifestyle, if I can say it like that. Because, I mean, if you cater for, let's say, the young people of today, as your customer and as an employer, then I think you solve a lot of issues for your company going into the future. I think your customer satisfaction will be better, people will enjoy it more, and you become future proof. You don't you don't become a legacy system yourself, let's say that.
Gideon, how competitive is the industry that you're in?
It's very competitive. Watch Carte Blanche on a Sunday evening and count the amount of insurance ads between 7 and 8. So now it's fiercely competitive. But insurance is a big business. It's like banking and cell phones and all of those things. So it's not just in South Africa. It's across the world in every country. But South Africa is fierce. The competitive landscape is very hard.
Gideon, I mean, you have the fun police and all sorts of awesome things happen at the company. But underneath it all, when it comes to the numbers, what's the revenue of this business?
But our revenue,
yes.
Industry. Our revenue. So this year we'll do 1.8 billion in premium income. Mm-hmm. The industry is probably around 100-110 billion big.
Yeah.
And but as mentioned, we started from zero. Huh? So our growth year on year is 40%. That's aggressive growth. Mm-hmm. And we planning to continue doing that. And in our bigger plans is it would be great if we can take this to other countries. I think it's like our banking that's world class. I think South African insurance companies are doing very well, and I think we're really competitive globally, and this is something that we can boost continue further, if I can say it like that.
Where's your next expansion? Where are you headed to next?
Well, we have plans for Europe. We have plans for Australia, the East as well, Malaysia, Thailand. So we take it one by one, and we're currently busy with due diligence or two, and then we'll decide our next country in the next 6 months probably, and go and launch there and start this all over again and see if we were successful or not. And if it is, great. If not, then we take the next one.
So
we have plans.
Yeah. Can you differentiate between sort of, shall we say, a low-cost insurer or, you know, just the other insurers in the market? Do you have some sort of differentiation that you know, sets you apart from the rest?
There's lots of differentiators, but I mean, technology being one. I mean, we don't have legacy systems, so it makes everything, you know, it's app-based and all of those things. I mean, there's just so much cost you can cut out, and it makes it more customer-friendly. But, I mean, everybody can do that eventually. I truly believe that that our rating model, so if it's real-time rating at the point of at any point in time to give a premium. I think that's definitely one of our USPs. I haven't seen a system or any other insurer globally that can do that. Because you must remember, if you store a premium, the client finds in 7 days later, it has to match that, you have to store that, you have to, you know, have 5-year backups, you have to be able to recall it at any point in time. And if you enable yourself to at any point in time put a premium to something, it put strain on your system, and I haven't seen systems that can match that as we do, and mm-hmm. I haven't seen the corporate will to do that, because I do think it's the insurance business model is similar to bank fees. It's just too easy to every year put an increase on a client, and then because it's been done for 100 years like that, so I think there's not that will to, you know, let's just charge what we need to charge, give the rest back as a discount, keep your client longer. So we're not I wouldn't want to say, you know, if you price for everything, there are high risk clients out there that's not going to get the cheapest premium. And the aim is not to do that. The aim is to for the majority of people, give the lowest possible price for that risk. And as long as your philosophy or internal business operations aim for that, then I think you're on the right path. I think where it gets shady is if you want to squeeze every cent out of, that's just greedy. I think that insurers globally, not just in South Africa, have to really look at how to look after clients better and not just, you know, try and squeeze every cent out of them.
Gideon, a lot of entrepreneurs or CEOs who come here will always often tell the story of how in the first few years, company was doing really well, and then they get approached by other bigger companies to either form some kind of M&A deal or to be bought out. Has that ever happened to you since you started King Price Insurance?
No. That's before launch, everybody said, don't take it. And I think from year two, we probably every year had a few offers, and as of late, lots of offers, you know, from those 100-year-old companies and so on. So we and our investors truly believe that it's less about them. It's not about, I mean, obviously there must be shareholder returns and good business to make money, but it's not about that. So we believe that So we're not exiting out of this. We don't want to list. We want to grow this to something big and make a difference, especially in South Africa. But we feel we have something that can contribute globally. And at the moment, we're having fun and we're on a growth curve. And we want to put all our energy into that. And I don't say that there isn't space for partnerships or any of those, but at the moment, we're definitely not in it to make a buck or sell out to anybody.
Gideon, thank you so much for your time. That is Gideon Galloway, who's the CEO of King Price Insurance. That was Cappuccino with the CEO, brought to you by Standard Bank.